CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW.
W4DJW, K4ZZX, I have an announcement, please.
Okay, Steve, you want to go ahead with your announcement now?
Thank you, Dave. On February the 13th, at approximately 9:30 in the morning, I will be hosting an antenna raising. I sure would appreciate if I could get some help. Several folks come out and help me get a HF antenna up and get my 2 meter 440 antenna up. Can be reached through the email that's on QRZ or 64 number 33, and we appreciate it if we could get some help out here. Thank you so much.
Hey, Steve, I was writing that down, and I did not get the date. Did you say that was February the 10th? Did I get that right?
On the 15th, it is the second Saturday in February. Over.
Affirmative, February the 13th. I wasn't sure if I got that right down in my notes or not. Just trying to keep up with you and make sure my notes stayed in order while you were sending out that information. Anybody need any fills on Steve's announcement? Okay, Steve, we do appreciate you bringing that to the net and hope we get a lot of people turning out for the HF 2 meter 70 centimeter antenna raising on February the 13th. Any other stations that have any announcements, bulletins, or traffic for the net, call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. And we are going to begin with, on this Monday night, we're going to begin with the pre-check-in list. Net Control Elect recognized W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They are over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you this night, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. KD2RKN, that's Jason over in Williamson. Good to have you this night, Jason. Hope you're doing well. KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pelzer. Make sure I got that right, Pelzer. Yep. I have to scroll over a little bit to see that. And good to have you this night, Jim. Hope you're doing well. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nathan. Hope all's going well with you. And N4RLX, that's Pilot in Cross Anchor. Good to have you with us tonight, Pilot. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And K4ZZX, that's Steve, who just had the announcement from Echo Link. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Do appreciate you giving us out that announcement. Hope you get a lot of good people to turn out to the antenna raising party coming up on the 13th. Let's see. Next up, we're going to check for Echo Link stations. Let's see. We've got Walt. Yeah, you might want to check in. One more Echo Link station that may want to check in. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, he's just hanging out over there, I think, so that he can shadow more effectively. Let's see. Brand new amateur radio operators. New hams that just got their license. They're not really sure how all this works. We're setting aside a little portion of the net for you tonight, and most other nets, controllers, are doing the same thing. If you would like to get started checking into nets, this is your opportunity. Just call W4DJW, and I will introduce you to how you check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Okay, no new hams yet, but we're expecting plenty of new ones coming up as they open up more and more testing sessions. Tonight being Monday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Echo Through Hotel. Stations whose first letter of the suffix their call begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. And Dave, I probably to stick around and chat with you a few minutes there. Over.
G4DJW. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, in Kenner, North Carolina, and we'll be negative negative tonight, Dave. Thanks. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town. 4DJW. KL4, LAO, Jim, and Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative.
Dan, I control, I'd like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville. I got you down for comments, Dan. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler. I don't have you down for comments this evening, Harry, but I may reverse that if I need to. I know you'll be there. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KK4FTU, that's Richard over in northeast, in North Anderson County, Slaptown. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. I forget whether that was east or west. I think it's east, but I could be wrong. And KO4LAO, that's Jim. He's over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you tonight, Jim. You sounding good. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we've got EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, he may have stepped away from the radio the phone for a minute. We'll give him another opportunity just a little bit. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll mosey on along to the India Through Lima group, station with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters I through L. And we'll like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Okay, low four, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and send 73s for each one of you.
For DJW, says Whiskey Alpha 4, Juliet, Whiskey Charlie, WA 4, JWC. My name's Al, Alpha Lima, Star, South Carolina. We have no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, Dave. Good evening to everybody on the net.
For DJW, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. Warmer tomorrow, 7-3.
Have ya? If in this lane you both are well, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, dead in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net, Dave. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James over in Tuxedo. Sounding good as usual, James. Do appreciate you being here tonight. WA4JWC, that's Al over in Star. Sounding good from Star tonight, Al. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KEC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good. Larry, tell Donna we said hello. You guys stay safe. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid calls the 14664 net every Sunday at 8. With a SoScan TV net after his net on the same frequency, 146.64 with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday at 8 o'clock, 146.64, PL tone 91.5. I'm sure Sid would appreciate it. I'm sure you would enjoy it because it's a good net. And if you want to learn a little bit about amateur radio and you haven't done SoScan TV yet, stick around for the SoScan TV afterwards. Sid, do appreciate you being here with us tonight. You and Miss Beverly, stay safe. You guys take care. K KI4LZI, that's Andy sounding good from Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. You're sounding really good. That portable is doing good. And KO4JQY, that's Joe and Taylor's. Joe, you're sounding really good. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. And KO4JQX, QY and QX, that's Jeff. He's over in Ware Place, and I got you down for comments. Jeff, you and Joe must have gone to the same test session. KO4AQY, KO4AQX. Good to have you with us, Joe and Jeff. And Jeff, I got you down. We'll be back to you in just a little bit for comments. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4 or Echolink. We've got an Echolink station over there and waiting for you to check in at any time. So anybody, India through Lima or Echolink, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we drained that whole group in one pass. We'll go now ahead and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters M through P. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She is bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. You're sounding good tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello and do appreciate you guys checking in with us this evening. Stay safe. K4OIM, that's Walt, who's shadowing and doing a really good job shadowing. He's hitting 100% every single night now. You will hear him calling this net on the first Tuesday in February, which I believe is the 2nd of February. So be sure and come back on the 2nd of February and give Walt some writer's cramp. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. You're sounding good. Any other stations in the Mike to Papa group or Echolink that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move the slider on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stationed with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
AW. Check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Check in November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, and to SUB, that's June, South Greenville. Negative and negative, good evening to you and everyone on board tonight.
For DJW. In Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman. And just check me in and out tonight, so, Dave. Thank you, 73.
Kilowatt, Foxtrot 4. Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea, but no traffic and no roundtable.
Okay, net control, I recognize K4XB. That's Tommy from southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You're sounding good. N2SUB, that's Jim over in south Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. You're sounding good as well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KN4RJN, that's John over in Inman, who is not sticking around for comments. If you change your mind, John, let me know. KF4RVH, that's JD over in Berea. Good to have you with us tonight, JD. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango or Echolink, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Station with the first letter suffix or call that begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Again, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa. Landon, Mobile, Dacusville, negative, negative.
For DJW. Tuning, please check in November 3, Zulu Lima. November 3, Zulu Lima. That's Greg in Chandler, North Carolina. In and out tonight. Thank you.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, be negative and negative. Have a good night.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Zulu Echo, Quebec. It's KM4, ZEQ. Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, and control lock recognize KG4WNP. That is Landon, who is mobile in Dacusville. Good to have you as night, Landon. You're sounding good. Stay safe out there on the mobile. And 3ZL. That's Greg over in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear you with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Stay safe. Appreciate you being here. KM4ZEQ, that's Kyle over in Simpsonville with a great sounding station. You got that station dialed up there, sounding good, Kyle. I don't know what you've done to it, but it's got a really good sound. Sounds like you're sitting in a chair right next to me. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And it looks like that's the first time you've ever checked in with me, so just letting you know, we're here 365 days a year. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in every chance you get. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group or Echolink that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in, Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November Golf. K4YNG, Fletch, and Easley, negative and negative.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize K4YNG. That is Fletch, who is sounding good from Easley this evening. Good to have you this night, Fletch. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Let's go ahead and bump it up to the Alpha through Delta group. Station with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Four, Bravo Delta Mike. Gentleman Taylor is negative and negative.
KW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing out there. 73s.
W, here's M4DJC, November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, Jerry and Edge. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave.
KW. And Amy, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
DJW, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, David in Easley. No traffic, no comment, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
DJW, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Victor Hotel, Brian in green, negative and negative.
Okay, that's another really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4BDM, that's Jim, who's over in Taylor's, just about 15-second flight by way of multi-rotor from my house to his. It's just right across the way there. Good to have you inside, Jim. You're sounding good. KO4AOW, that's David, who's over in Inman. Sounding good as usual, David. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. N4DJC, that's Jerry, who's over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary, and let Miss Joy know we're thinking about her. Hope you guys are doing well and staying safe. And KB2BYQ, that's David over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You're sounding good. KO4BVH, that's Brian and Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Brian. Hope all is going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Now we're going to open up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
In Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa, that's Tom. And also check in Kilo Golf 4, Lima Kilo Alpha, and that's Miss Angie. And we are in Tocoa, and we are negative and negative.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KD4TWP, that's Tom from Tocoa, bringing with him KG4LKA, that's Miss Angie. Tom, you're sounding like you're right up under the repeater. I don't know what you got for a set of stacked beams or something. That's what it sounds like. But, man, you're making it in the repeater from Tocoa really, really good. Probably one of the better stations ever to make it into this repeater from Tocoa, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Angie we said hello. You guys stay safe. We have an Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Echo 4, India Papa, KD4IP. Name here is Brian out of Marietta, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative, and 73 to everybody on the net.
Okay, next call, I'd like to recognize KE4IP. That's Brian, sounding good from Marietta, Georgia this evening on Echolink Station. Good to have you with us tonight, Brian. Let's see. Yeah, this is the first time you checked in with me on this net. We're here 365 days a year. Appreciate you stopping by every chance you get. You're sounding good. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Oh, we've got another Echolink Station. Echolink Station's only for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call W4DJW.
KI5KYX.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KI5KYX. That's John from Pacoon, Mississippi. Is that right? I don't, probably did not say that right, John. But do appreciate you being with us tonight. And like I was telling Brian, no, you've checked in with me before. Let's see, when was that last time you checked in with me? It was October the 20th, 2020. So you're a return visitor. Good to have you back, John. We missed you while you were gone. Since October of last year, October the 20th, to be precise. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, and hope you're doing well. Stay safe. And one last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net, all the way through the alphabet, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to about do it. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with peer ops for check-ins between RAG2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening is Dan, WB4FEE, over in Simpsonville. Brand new, clean, shiny stump. Dan, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW in the net. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in Northern Simpsonville, and I like them clean, shiny stumps. They work a lot better than others. Anyway, I'm going to be going back to work tomorrow. Man, it's going to be so good. You know, it's feel like I'm getting out of prison. Been locked up here for a couple of weeks with this COVID stuff and all, and went back, got me a retest Sunday morning, and it got cleared, man. We're clear. Got a negative, and everything looked good, because I ain't felt bad no way, so it's just been one of the things you have to do to kind of protect everybody, so we will be wearing our protective gear tomorrow, and taking all the necessary precautions, but it'll sure be glad to get back to work, Darrell.
Well, Dan, that clean, shiny stump does get really muddy on a rainy night, so being first up does have its advantages. And I'm glad you're getting out of jail free card, too. Well, not quite free. You had to spend 2 weeks worth of isolation to do it, but you got out. And that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're able to get out. I broke out this past weekend 2 times, and I went flying both times at the airfield, once at WCRC and once at Foothills, and I was the only one out there flying for a couple of hours each time, so I got it out of my system, and I didn't have any unnecessary exposure to anybody. I'm going to try and do that again. I think the key is to go early on a windy day when it's cold. If it's cold and it's windy and you're early, nobody else is foolish enough to be out there, and you can fly all by yourself. Anyway, I'm glad you're getting out. Hope you enjoy it, Dan. It's a good thing that, and the good news for you is you've got, you know, forever how long they last, a month or two or three or six, whatever it happens to be, you got some antibodies going on there, Dan.
That's for sure. And I went up here today and got signed up for one of them shots, so I'll get it about a week from this coming Wednesday. I'll get the first one about a week from this coming Wednesday. And so then I guess about 21 or 22 days after that you get the second one, I think. But anyway, I'll get that started next week. And we'll see, man. I hope all of it's worthwhile. But we've still got a daughter in the hospital where the stuff is not doing that well, and she's having a rough time with it. She's up in North Greenville, up there in Travis Rest at that hospital up there, and they moved her up there. But she had a pneumonia in both lungs and was getting some fluid around her heart, and so they've got her on a lot of antibiotics and oxygen and all that stuff, and but her fever was down some today, and oxygen level was back up pretty good as long as she don't get up and move around. If she gets up and moves around, then your oxygen level drops. And she has to stay kind of still and all, but y'all just keep her in your prayers, and we're hoping for the best. And she's been up there about 9 days, so hopefully within a few more days she'll be making a turning point here there.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Dan, we're glad to hear. It sounds like she's doing better. At least she wants to get out of the bed, right? Even though it does drain her oxygen level. But she can control it by staying there. So it sounds like she might be over the hump, and that's a good thing. I know Amy's coworker that they had to do the medevac out. I told you about her last time, I think. So they had to medevac her over to Duke University, and she's still there. She's still not doing any better. And she's in her 30s. That's really troubling. That's really scary that she's not getting better. And she's in the ICU unit. She's being given the extreme care. She's got that tube down her throat and all the bad stuff. But hopefully she'll pull through, too. You never do know. But I'm glad to hear that your daughter sounds like she's doing a little bit better. And sounds like your family is going to be able to get back to some sense of normalcy pretty soon.
Yeah, Dave, I'm hoping that's the way it is. And, I kind of thought maybe that she sounded like she was a little bit better today myself. And her mom is having a rough time with it. And she's just real worried about her. Of course, we all are, but her mom more so. And your wife's friend there, but I wish her and hope her for the best, and we'll put her on our prayer list too. And certainly hope she'll be well, and somehow she'll be healed. And but man, I'm gonna tell you, this stuff ain't nothing to play with. I don't care what nobody says. And but all my family right now has got a negative test result back. Except for the one daughter up there, and so we're hoping for the best for her, and praying for her every day. So, Dave, I'll let you go, brother. Y'all take care, and it's good to hear you on her line. Sound like you got a good net going. Maybe second shift check in here in a few minutes. So, you have a good one. As always, it's good talking with you, and we'll chat with you again before too long. So, W4DJW. This is WP4, Fox Echo, clear with you.
All right, Dan. Well, it's always good talking to you, and you be careful out there tomorrow when you venture out into that big wide world where there are still a bunch of people keeping the nation running, and do appreciate you doing that, and glad to hear that the family's doing better. We'll look forward to doing it again next time. Be careful out there. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, including Echolink, that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, K4RO, W. Rich in Greenville. Good evening. No traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Richard sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well, staying safe. Next one up on the stump this evening is Jeff. That's KO4JQX. Jeff called W4DJW from where place? Called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Good evening, Dave. Hey, I just wanted to check in real quick and get you to tell me if my radio sounds any different at all. I just switched antennas, and tell me what it sounds like.
Sounds like you're sitting in a chair right next to me. There's not any white noise whatsoever. There's full scale, full quieting. I imagine if you didn't talk while you had it keyed up, I wouldn't hear anything but dead noise. Nothing.
Get that antenna put up ever since I got my ham license, and this past weekend I finally rented a cherry picker and got a decent day and got it put up, and I was sitting here while you were calling the net, soldering the end on the PL-259, hoping I was going to get done with it in time to hook it up and get you to tell me if it was working or not, so that's what I was wondering.
How high did that cherry picker carry you up in the air?
That one would go 50 feet.
And you, and how high did you run it up?
Keep it about 45 feet.
Okay, well that explains it. You get a 2 meter off the ground about 30 feet or better, you're gonna do good. Anyway, especially if it's got any length on the 2 meter. How tall is that antenna?
The tip of the antenna is about 38 feet. I mean, I did some other stuff with it. When you asked me how high I went with the cherry picker, the reason I said 45, but. I mounted the antenna on the gable of my house, and I got the tip of it sitting at about 38 feet, I guess.
Okay, well, that explains why you sound so good. Right. I'm down in a hole, and mine's about, I've got 3 10-foot steel pipes screwed together, and the bottom just goes in the ground like about a couple of inches, not much, and it's got a cap on it to keep water from getting in there. And then the second section goes to the fireplace, so it's pointed like 90 degrees perpendicular to the house. And it's just got a larger T coupling with a plate, with a face plate that it's screwed into, right? A little bit larger pipe with a hole that steel pipe goes through. So it's 90 degrees to the house. And you go up to the third 10-foot section, and it's got the same thing, a T section with a face plate that goes parallel to the house, so they're 90 degrees from each other, and that keeps it from going back and forth left or right or east or west or north or south. It can't move at all, and it's 30 feet high up in the air, and it's been doing me really good for, I guess I've been a ham for about 16 years now, and it's been there ever since and doesn't give a bit of trouble, and it's 30 feet off the ground, so it's working really good.
Boy, I mean, you're perfectly quiet. I mean, you're dead silent on my end. It's like you said, it's like you're sitting here beside me. But I kind of designed my own mount to go on the gable. Made it at a quarter inch angle iron, and my wife's a typical woman. I mean, she real particular about antennas and stuff, so I put up a Comet GP6, which was white, and the boxing on my house is white, so I painted the bracket white, and the mast pole I used was about nearly a quarter inch thick diameter. I didn't want nothing that was going, you know, bend or anything, so I painted all that white. So it's kind of hard to even spot the antenna unless you're just looking for it, you know.
No, that's good. That's the same way I do this. Do it. The parts that are dark, where the house behind them are dark is dark, but the part where the house behind them is light, then they're light. And the 30-foot mark is at the bottom of my, well, about 2 feet up on the gable of the house from the gutter. You go in about 2 feet and then up, and that's where the 30-foot mark is. So, and then the apex of the roof is higher than that. And the antenna is a 17-foot collinear, 2 meters, 70 centimeter. So the tip of the antenna only sticks up about 4 meters above the top of the or 4 feet above the top of the house, such that if you go to the middle of the road, that's what the covenants say. You're not supposed to have any antennas that can, you can see them from the center of the road. So if you go to the center of the road and you look at the peak of the roof and you look all the way over on the right side of the house, you can see about a foot of that antenna sticking up. So that's pretty stealthy. You have to really be looking for it and know what you're looking for to see it. And I think your wife's the same way. She's, as long as you don't just see it just by looking at the house, you know, as long as that's not the first thing your eye catches, I think you're in good shape.
I worry about no homeowner stuff. I live out in the country. I got roughly about 9.5 acres down here where I'm at. So I'm out in the country, so I can do pretty much what I want to and not have to worry about it. But I want to put me up a tower eventually and put me up a set of beams. You know, when I get my general class, I'm working on it now. I'm studying for it, but one step at a time, you know.
Well, I'm with you there on living out in the country. I'd love to I'd love to move out in the country and get a house with a full basement and a shop in the backyard. The basement would be my airplane shop, and the shop would be where I'd work on cars and motorcycles and lawnmowers and stuff like that. But I married a woman that was 7 years younger than me, and I figure I'm going to go a lot sooner than she does. And I don't want to leave her stuck out there in the country. She might like it. I don't know if she talks about it, but I think she kind of likes it where there's neighbors around, too, at the same time. And so it's six of one, half a dozen other. What do you do? Oh, I can go flying is what I can do. So that's what I do. I just load up and go flying. And some stealth antennas. You do your antennas right. And even in a subdivision where there's covenants, you know, and even if they did get onto me, I'd tell them, you know, you need to go do your homework on that, because I think there were some, I think during the last couple of presidential sessions, there have been some changes since Homeland Security that say they don't have as much control over that as they used to, as they think they do. So that's a good thing, too. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
QX. Yeah, well, I'd like to get with you sometime. I got a plane down here. I got a finished building. I got a, I was fixing to tell you what it was, and just, it's a super decathlon. I started building roughly 10 years ago, man, really 11 years ago, when I first got cancer, and started on it, and worked on it a while and put it back, and then worked on it some more and put it back, and went back to work and put it back, you know, and I just never have finished it. And, you know, life got in the way, you know, first one thing and another, and I've just never finished. I used to fly right out of my front yard, and just got busy and got out of the hobby and got into, you know, other stuff. And yeah, I've got a shop down here and all that stuff too, but life just gets in the way of doing everything I want to do, you know.
I know how that goes, because I switched jobs about 5 years ago, and when you do that, you've got a lot of work to do to come up to speed with the new place and the kind of work that I do in IT. You got a lot of work to do to do research. So that was the end of my flying when I changed jobs. I made a decision, right? It was a better opportunity to switch, but you got to pay for it. It didn't come cheap. So I'm just now getting to the point where I'm smelling the water of retirement. It's like a horse that's out in the desert and smells water, and there's no stopping them. I can smell the water of retirement. And my wife does not like that one little bit. She wants me working until I'm 70. And I'm thinking there's going to have to be a compromise there. I'm 64 now. And anyway, it's life does get in the way if you let it. But I used to fly all the time. That Super Decathlon's a good plane, too. It's a little bit, you got to know, you got to get used to it. Once you get used to it, there was a guy named Everett Smith that I used to fly with all the time. He flew helicopters, and he had a Super Decathlon. He brought it out to the airfield, different airfields. He was at WCRC. He was at Blue Ridge before they moved down to Ware Shoals or Ware Place. And he flew that Super Decathlon really, really good, but they're kind of short coupled. So if you're not easy, you can do ground flips with them, really, if you're not used to it. But if you take your time and you use that rudder and stay in that rudder and keep that tail behind it, they're a lot of fun. He'd do one wheel touch and goes with it. He could do just about anything anybody else could do. But with that, and everybody else would call it a squirrely plane, but he loved it. You know, the more stable they are, the less aerobatic they are. The more aerobatic they are, the less stable they are. So that's a good choice, but you got to take your time learning how to fly it.
Crazy, but I bought a 120 twin-cylinder Sato to put on it.
Yeah, that's that's a bit. Have you flown RC before? Have you flown much in the past?
Oh, I flew a lot years ago. I mean, I flew a ton.
Okay, then you have no issues with left and right going away and coming at you. That's been long since cured in your brain.
Blue real planes too. My stepdad had a Cherokee. I used to fly with him a good bit. So I sent my son to flight school to fly helicopters, and then he come back from that and flew big plane too, so I'm flying with him a good bit.
Okay, that's good. That means you've got, you know how airplanes work. They've been flying full scale a lot. But it used to be full scale pilots would come up, like, what was that one? I can't remember the name of it. There was a guy that flew with his son, and he was one of the few pilots that dead sticked a fighter jet, the Phantom fighter jet. These things were heavy. And he had a flame out, and he was like at 9,000 feet or something when it flamed out. And he was near an airport, and he just put the nose straight down. he built up as much speed as he could, and he had one opportunity to flare before he hit the runway with that Phantom. And he flared, and he landed, and he lived through it. But that's not usually very often. Usually they have to parachute out. But when he first came to fly, I'm thinking to myself, oh, boy, this is a full-scale pilot. Full-scale pilots are the worst to learn how to fly RC, right? If you learn how to fly full-scale before you fly RC, because they come out there and they think, I'm a pilot. I know how to do this. And then when they turn around, they come out themselves, and it doesn't do what their brain tells it to do. That's when it gets really difficult, and they don't want to give up the transmitter. Some of them I physically had to push the transmitter out of their hands so that I could save their airplane before it hit the ground. But then after they get this, after they realize what's going on there, they pick up on it really quick. But getting them over that threshold always took a little bit longer with full-scale pilots than it did with somebody who'd never touched a plane before.
Reverse down. I mean, they can't get the reverse. I mean, that's what my father-in-law was. He told me, he said, actually it was my stepdad. He said, I don't see how you fly this thing. He said, I can't do it. He couldn't get in his head how you could fly it in reverse, you know, when you're bringing it back to you. That just always blew his mind, you know. Which I got in his plane, and the first time I got into it, I could fly it. Didn't have a bit of trouble, you know. Of course, I already knew all the flight characteristics and how everything worked, you know. And I flew his plane like I've been flying for 10 years the first time I got in it.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge, 2 meter net. Yeah, going from RC to full scale, piece of cake. Kind of like putting on glasses or goggles when you do start flying FPV for the first time. When you put on goggles, flying FPV, and you start really paying attention to what's going on in the goggles, it's a whole lot easier than flying RC because you never have to strain. You never have to worry about the sun. You never have to worry about controls reversing on you. Right? So, yeah, going from RC to full scale or going from RC to FPV is a whole lot easier than going from full scale or FPV to RC. Like those guys that just fly the multirotors and never fly the fixed wing. When they take those goggles off and they go to fly fixed wing, they're in for a whole new experience. But it's fun. It's kind of like ham radio operators that learn CW and those that do digital and those that do phone. It's just a whatever floats your boat kind of thing. What else you got for us tonight?
Yeah, it means the higher the frequency. Hey, appreciate it. Have a good evening. 73 everybody on the net. KO4JQX, y'all have a good evening.
Okay, well, one time when you're ready, I've flown at Foothills and at the new WCRC. I haven't flown at Briars or Blue Ridge in a long time, but one time when you're ready and you want to go out there, just let me know. It'll be worth the drive to go down there. I haven't seen those guys in years, but I know most of them. I flew with them when they were up at Lake Robinson, so it'd be good to go back down there again. Sometime when it warms up. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the net. Look forward to doing it again in the future. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVN, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative today, but just listening to what you were saying, several things I've been wanting to talk to you about and ask you about, so I might send you an email or two soon.
Okay, and the control like to recognize KB4ZVM. It's good to hear you, Dan. I haven't heard you in quite a long time. Let me see. Let me double-click your entry here and see when the last time I heard from you was. It was... No, that was the first time I heard from... Do you know the first time you checked in with me was December the 10th, 2005? And the last time before this time was November last year, November the 23rd. Anyway, it's good to hear from you. I hope you've been doing well during the COVID. And if you're going out to the air races or anything like that, let me know in the email because I'll be looking forward to your email, Dan. And let me know about your ham mesh network if you still got that running. I haven't had that running for quite a while. Since I did the math and found out those antennas were transmitting 2 gigahertz about 9 feet away from my head, and they were effective radiated power was 90 watts. And then I turned them off, and my headaches went away. Anyway, Dan, good to hear from you. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Hey, Walt, how many you got? I got 47. What do you got?
47? But did you ever email me that link I need about the net report?
Not yet, because when I send it to you, I have to have your name and call in, or what I tell you won't work. You'll try it, and it won't work. So before I send you the email, I've got to create a couple of files, and I have to put them in place and modify their permissions and all that stuff. So before I send you the email, I'm going to make sure that what I'm telling you is true, and then I'll send it to you. But it should get it to you well before Tuesday.
You need my phone number?
No, just your email address is all I need.
Before@gmail.com.
Well, that's easy enough, and that's the one that's on QRZ, right?
Affirmative.
Okay, that's all we need. I started doing that this evening, and about 10 minutes of the net, I decided, you know what, I'm going to have heads down on this, and the net's going to come and go, and I'm not going to realize it, and I better just stop what I'm doing right now. So I'll pick it back up probably either tonight or sometime tomorrow when I get a break during work, and... once I get that all in place and I test it out and I have it working like I tell you it's going to work, then I'll send you the email. That way it'll do what I'm telling you it's going to do.
And it's sent it or not, my four-year-old grandson got in here messing with my computer and was going to watch YouTube. And so I had my Gmail and that little booger, he hit something, and he deleted a lot of my emails that I hadn't read. But one of them that he deleted was my QR code for my vaccine shot Thursday afternoon. And I emailed Spartanburg Regional or Prism to see if they had sent me another QR code, because I can't get the shot without the code, even though I've got the email on my phone telling me that I had an appointment at between 3:30 and 3:40 at USCS. So if they don't give me that QR code, I'm going to have to wait and sign up again.
Well, if you haven't exited your email client and gone back into it, then you can probably go into the delete bucket and find it and undelete it.
I'm going to try. Well, I done took my amphotericillin tonight. I take 100 milligrams of that stuff to keep me from having migraine headaches. And boy, I'm about ready to go to bed. That stuff, it knocks you out.
Okay, well, I won't keep you then. don't want you stumbling like when you stumbled out the door.
And they got me taking the highest dose of that gabapentin for where they cut a bunch of nerves in my neck where I have the nerve pain. And that stuff, it makes your brain disconnect from your feet. I'm supposed to be walking with a cane, but I don't use that thing. But every once in a while, I'll be walking from my shack back up to the house, and I'll stumble a little bit, and I don't know, you probably see me walking sometimes, I feel like I'm drunk staggering around.
Well, you be careful. You don't need to be falling again. You know, once you getting away with that once is a miracle. Getting away with it twice is probably not very likely.
You told me I couldn't be jumping or I get scared. Like if I go to the flea market, somebody's gonna come up that ain't seen me in a while and slap me on the back, and I take a lick in the back of my neck there, I'm either going to be paralyzed for the rest of my life or either dead. So I'm always, this quarantine thing ain't bothered me. I've been staying in quarantine now for 2 years.
Well, that's the way it's been for me a lot too, except for on the weekends. But I've been, you know, I work from home and I work hours that are late or early morning, late morning hours to late night hours. So it's like you're being in quarantine, and I've been doing that for 5 years, working from home. So it's like the same deal with me. I used to get out on the weekends more than I do now. That's the only difference is I try to limit my trips on the weekends where I either go where nobody else is or I just don't go. But anyway, hopefully with the vaccines coming out, this stuff's going to lighten up, and being at the peak of the peak, you know, eventually, I was telling my wife, eventually, there's so many people going to get it every day that everybody's going to have had it within a month.
Said tonight on the news that it had flattened out and not near as many new cases, and the count in the hospitals are starting to go down. I think that the holiday peak is over now.
Well, that's good. I've been waiting for that. I want to hear some good news. Enough of the bad news.
They said that once you got it and got over it, you were immune to it, but that's not what my doctor's telling me. He said they ain't done enough testing to find out yet. He said, really, they didn't do enough testing for the virus. But he said, I highly recommend you get the vaccine. My daughter's all against it, but I'm going to get it Thursday if I can get that email back up and get that QR code. So I'm going to get off your day and head toward the house. I'll say 7-3s, and I'll be waiting on the email.
All right. Well, I'm with you. I would do it if it was my age group that was doing it. I'd be first in line if it was my age group was first in line, but I'm content to wait till second in line till they get to my age group, but then I'll be first in line for the second group in line. But anyway, take care. I'll send that email. I'll get that working, test it out, make sure it works the way I'm telling you it's going to work, and then send you that email as quick as I can. Appreciate you hanging around. You stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, sounds like we got them all. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.